Are you ready to feel good? Are you ready to get back in your groove again? Stay tuned for another great podcast with Linda G. Robert. That's me.
Hey there, how's it going today? Welcome back to Back in the Groove Again with me, Linda G. Robert. If you've ever dreamed of solo travel but found yourself held back by a voice of doubt, this episode is for you. Today, I'm tackling the internal saboteur that whispers fears and uncertainties about traveling alone. It is time to turn those doubts into stepping stones for your journey ahead. You know, that little voice of doubt can be surprisingly persuasive, can't it? It fills us with fears about our capabilities, about safety issues, and the prospect of loneliness. You know the one that says, yeah, but what if you get lost? How are you going to manage finding your way around? But it's a dangerous city. You can't do that. You can't go there. You'll never be able to manage that. Forget it. Don't even bother going. And guess what? Well, it is entirely possible to silence this internal saboteur and transform those fears into fuel for your adventures. So first, we'll talk about the importance of thorough research. It's still important to research. Knowing your destination inside out can significantly alleviate safety concerns and empower you to travel to your destination. You want to be confident, of course. Now, you can't explore everything. You can only do so much with research. One part of it will have to happen when you get there to your destination. Now, let's explore the idea of starting small. If the thought of a solo international trip feels overwhelming, well, why not begin with a weekend getaway closer to home? Small trips can be incredibly empowering and serve as perfect practice for longer adventures. And connecting with fellow travelers is another powerful strategy. In today's digital age, there are countless forums and face groups, and you could find them on Facebook, and you can find them on meetups, where solo travelers share their experiences, their tips, and sometimes even meet up in person. And this sense of community can be a game changer in how you experience solo traveling. So solo traveling doesn't have to mean you are alone all the time. You can actually connect with others. And of course, let's not forget the power of mindfulness and positive visualization. I'm all for that. These practices can keep your spirits high and your heart open to the wonders and joys of solo travel. They help manage the negative chatter and transform apprehension into excitement. I used it a lot when I was preparing myself for the Del Norte. Believe me, I've done it. I have faced these voices of doubt myself. Pushing through them wasn't easy, but it was worth every moment of it because I have enjoyed a lot of different trips on my own. Solo travel has taught me resilience, independence, and the unparalleled joy of my own company. And I have learned to love my own company over the last few years. It's been a journey of not just exploring the world, but deeply discovering myself, the ins and outs of Linda G. Robert. And I want to share that sense of empowerment and discovery with you. Now, remember that the journey to overcome fears and embracing solo travel is as much about exploring your inner world as it is about discovering new landscapes. Every step forward is a step towards a more confident, empowered you. So pack your bags and set your sights on new horizons. Safe travels, and I will talk to you next time. I hope that you do keep exploring both the world around you and the vast terrain of your own potential. Because believe you me, there's tons of potential out there. And if you're concerned about not having you know, the guts that you need to have, or being still afraid of venturing off in solo travel, well, check out my three-month coaching program, that would be way too long. Essentially, I'm offering coaching for 4 weeks, and then you'll be off on your own for 1 week of traveling, but you'll be receiving coaching in between that time and for the next 4 weeks. And then when you come back from your trip, 4 weeks later, whatever that amount of time is for your trip, we will talk about your action plan. And of course, you can get more information on my site. I've included the link in the description. Take care until the next time. Bye-bye now.
Well, there you go. Another wonderful podcast by me, Linda G. Robert. I'm your Back in the Groove Again coach, helping you live your best life now so that you can love what you do. Let's get you back in the groove again. Have yourself a great day.